It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Today we turn beauty inside out by revealing a secret that the beauty industry doesn't want you to know. With me today is Lisa Davis. Lisa's a master's in public health and is both certified in nutritional consultant and certified children's yoga instructor. More importantly, she loves beauty products, and here's my favorite part, she's used many of the products that I've formulated over the years for Bliss and SkinCeuticals and many others. So Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much, David. You are quite the product maker, I will say. I do love your stuff, and I love secrets, so this is absolutely perfect.
I want to know some of these secrets.
Yeah, see, you're just the ideal man.
At least in the lab.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, one of the secrets of our industry is you're going to laugh. And I'm a chemical geek, but it's pH. And a lot of people think,
what is pH?
Well, pH, first of all, a lot of people don't even know what it is. They don't even care much about what pH is. But first of all, our pH is actually, our body has one internal pH. But from my side of it is on the outside, our skin is actually very acidic and is part of our skin's protective barrier to help protect us. And so you hear the term a lot about pH balanced in skincare. But while our skin is acidic, most products are not. And so this is one of the things I want to talk about today, as well as internally in our body, of how different foods and beverages and some of the things that we naturally take in our body and how it affects us. So let's have some fun with it and talk about pH.
Yeah, definitely. I know you hear about that. You say this is pH balance. And I think a lot of people aren't really sure exactly what that means. And if you find a product that you like that doesn't say it's pH balanced, do you get it? Or is that the big secret that the beauty industry isn't paying enough attention to whether it's pH balanced or not? Is that the question?
You've hit the biggest secret. Our skin is actually acidic. And so I'm going to define what balanced pH is in a minute. Our skin is actually 4.5 to 5.4. And as we're born, it's very low pH, very acidic. And as we age, it slowly goes up. Now, that's for Caucasian skin. That pH actually gets lower with different ethnicities. So when we create skincare products in the lab, we often do more of a balanced or a base pH, actually a little more alkaline, because it's easier to stabilize. It's easier to produce. And so I'm going to tell you, most dermatologists know exactly what we're talking about skin pH and how it protects itself. But chemists and dermatologists don't often get together. Chemists are expert in chemistry or chemicals. Dermatologists are expert in the skin, and the two need to merge together. And that's kind of like part of what I teach about and speak about, is because I work with products that work with the skin. And that's really the trigger. So when you put a product that's got a higher pH on the skin, they'll call it pH balanced, meaning it's more balanced and it's more of a neutral pH. But everybody's pH is different. So you're still disrupting the pH. Mine is, as I said, it starts off at 4.5 and goes up to 5.4. So yours is going to be lower than mine, because as we age and get older, it goes up. And so if I put a balanced pH of, let's say, a 6 or a 7 on my skin, what does my skin do? It starts producing sebum, trying to counteract it. Well, that sebum is doing a few things. It's going to cause adult acne. It's going to actually cause, all kinds. It could cause rosacea, eczema, all kinds of skin problems, just because I raise the pH of the skin.
Oh, I hate sebum, I have to be honest. Well, I should say I hate excessive sebum. I'm telling you, my nose is insane. I'm like, what is going on with the sebum? So I must be doing something wrong with the pH, I'm guessing.
I'm going to tell you yes, and we can talk foods internally in a minute, but topically, the biggest thing is, and your skincare is not pH balanced, and so I'm going to tell you it's a flat out lie, because everybody's skin is different, so you need a product that'll work with your skin, not against it. Here's the worst thing, is some of the ingredients in your skin cream, they are binding agents that then what they do is lock in this higher pH and doesn't come off till you wash your skin tonight. So the entire time is your skin is creating the sebum, trying to counteract it, but the whole time it's holding the pH, and you've started this whole roller coaster ride all day long. So I'm going to tell you, on your nose that you just brought up, what skincare are you using? You know, is it a heavy cream, or whatever you're doing is disrupting your natural pH.
I see. Okay. Now, I use an oil-free kind of moisturizer, which has helped. Mm-hmm. I think if I use too heavy of a cream, it sort of overfeeds the sebum and they kind of get out of control. I'm sure you out there know what I'm talking about. You know, you barely push on your nose. I'm like, oh, boy. You know, maybe that's a little too graphic. I don't know. But I think, David, you know what I'm talking about.
<It's>
Have I gone too far?
No. No, it's not the heavy oil necessarily. To get that amount of oil into a cream, we have to use more of the emulsifier binding agent. And they actually do two things. That's what's holding the higher pH. And I'll tell you another secret is they will a binding agent makes the oil and water mix together. It's like in your salad dressing. Oil and vinegar don't mix unless you get certain binding agents. Then you can have a salad dressing that doesn't separate. Well, same in skincare. Those same ingredients, polysorbates, emulsifiers, whatever the other chemical words are, that's what brings them together. So that does two things. One, again, it's maintaining the higher pH, but even worse, it's sitting on the skin disrupting your lipid barrier. It's emulsifying them. So when you wash your skin today, it's actually washing away part of your lipid barrier, and that's what keeps moisture, that's what helps balance the moisture. So you've now created drier skin. You've actually accelerated the signs of aging, and you've disrupted the pH, which can cause acne, rosacea, et cetera, all from a heavy skincare cream.
Oh, well, how does somebody know what their pH is and what they should be using? Is it like, okay, my skin's oily, so my pH is higher, or my skin's dry, my pH is lower? Can you actually get a number for your skin? Is there some kind of test you can do?
There are different digital units you can get online now to test it,
really?
But I'm going to tell you the simpler pet. Yeah, there are, but more importantly is what you could do simply, because a lot of us don't want to go into a lab or become chemists and start figuring these things out. Let's make it simple. Okay, first, don't ever use a bar of soap.
Oh, no. And not on your hair either, right? My husband used to wash his hair with a bar of soap. I'm like, what are you doing? And I heard on your wonderful show, you don't want to be doing that a couple weeks ago.
That's
like,
exactly.
Honey, come on. Well,
a lot of us guys are lazy. And so a bar of soap, you would think, can do everything. If it washes the body, of course, it can wash the hair. Bars of soap actually have a high pH, the highest out of the whole spectrum of products. So you definitely don't want to use a bar of soap. Use a liquid body wash. And when it comes to face cleansers, use a soap-free cleanser. Because these harsh soaps are what we're talking about, can help disrupt all this. And so you want to stay away from high pH products. You want to use soap-free cleansers that are going to be gentler for the skin. But then you want to follow with moisturizing gels or a gel cream or some of the targeted serums. Well, a gel doesn't have these emulsifiers in it. So now you've got a product that'll actually work with the skin because it absorbs into the skin and doesn't disrupt the acid mantle. Okay? Your skin can then optimize itself and go to where it should be. So you don't need a product with a particular pH. Go ahead.
Oh, the acid mantle. Explain that to us.
Real quickly, your skin wants to defend itself. So if it's acidic, it's going to help fight off a lot of the bacteria. It's going to help fight off a lot of the impurities. And when we disrupt it, your skin goes out of whack. And our bodies are designed to protect itself. So inside's a whole other story. But outside, so when you raise the pH, your body wants to bring it back down because it's there to protect ourselves. So when you disrupt it with the soaps, you're harming it. If you put on these emulsifiers, you're harming it. And so you want to use things that'll work with the skin and allow your skin to return to its own optimum pH, something that works synergistically with the skin. And that's why I love moisturizing gels. I love serums. And one of my favorites that we've worked very hard on over the years in developing a delivery system that are gel creams. And that's really a combination of gels, bringing in some of the elements of a cream, some of the lipophilic or lipid type actives, but without the heavy emulsifiers. So we can now deliver those where a couple years ago, you couldn't have done that. So at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, avoid heavy creams, avoid heavy moisturizers, avoid bars of soap, and get things that work synergistically with the skin.
That sounds great. I definitely want to do something to help my skin. I mean, it's definitely a hormonal issue. And I know for a lot of you out there, your skin will change, right, as the month goes on, especially if you're a woman. And I think to have this information is so valuable, David. I just love what you do.
Well, thank you for joining us. You and I are going to continue talking pH because this has been fun for me.
Me
so
too.
Thank you for having
I've learned
us.
A lot.
Yeah, well, great. So stay away from soap. Stay away from heavy creams. And next time we speak, you're going to have to let me know if that worked for you.
I will.